The Allan Labor government has launched its third round of grant funding through the 100 Neighbourhood Batteries program. The initiative is backed by $6.6 million to install more neighbourhood-scale batteries across Victoria. The program aims to reduce energy costs and offer a renewable energy alternative, particularly for local communities, families, charity facilities, and those experiencing poverty. The Wire's Deacon Percy spoke with SolarQuotes editor Max Opray about how these batteries are integrated.
They're an interesting range of different situations that these batteries can be applied to. So it is a little bit of a case-by-case basis. But you can have batteries either in front of the meter or behind the meter. It can get a little bit technical, but essentially if it's in front of the meter, they're located outside of homes and connected directly to the local electricity network. If they're behind the meter, then they're sort of on the customer side of the utility meter and store and consume energy separately from the grid.
Ah, so that changes depending on like neighborhood to neighborhood?
Yeah, and also the type of project that it is, what sort of facility it's connected to and that sort of thing.
And how does the battery program reduce energy costs for locals?
Well, batteries in general, you might have seen a little bit of news in recent times about the federal battery rebate. So that's allowing individual households to store their own solar energy and use it during the evening or export to the grid, which reduces the need for those households to pay to draw energy from the grid during peak evening periods, and also lower costs for everybody by releasing green energy to share. The trouble with this federal battery rebate is it's a government incentive that benefits people who are generally homeowners who can install their own solar and batteries and afford the initial outlay. The great thing about community batteries is it's a little bit more accessible and beneficiary towards people that might be not in such financially comfortable situations. So it's something that can benefit people, for instance, in housing trust or local sporting clubs, all sorts of vulnerable households, nonprofits, community groups. So it's batteries for people that maybe wouldn't be able to get their own.
Because there is a strict limitation on the applicants, aren't there?
Yeah, that's right. So for Victoria's 100 Neighbourhood Batteries program, that they have a whole bunch of criteria. One of there are three streams to the program. One is network benefits. The other is energy resilience. But the third one, which is delivering community benefits, this really specifies that, look, they're looking to benefit renters, low-income households, nonprofits, and community groups.
I believe it was mentioned in Michael's article that some might not want these community batteries. I was just wondering what some of these reasons might be.
There's a range of different sort of objections. There are, look, unfortunately, this being 2025, there's a lot of angst around anything that's perceived to be renewables, or, there's misinformation about batteries out there, but there's not really a downside to a neighborhood battery.
And I believe it was also mentioned that several beneficiaries included several Salvation Army sites and other charity services. How will these batteries help communities in poverty?
Well, essentially the same way that a battery would help an individual household. It's just allowing, particularly, if these facilities or organizations have their own solar, they can just save on energy bills by storing the solar they generate during the day and using it when they need to.
And how might this program set a precedent for future projects in similar circumstances?
I think the focus on community benefit that we touched on before is something that battery projects across the country can try and emulate. If people could, get creative about how support for home batteries could be expanded to better benefit renters, for instance, that would be really welcome. And that's something this Victorian program does really well.
SolarQuotes editor Max Opray speaking with The Wire's Deacon